Om Shanti. So the topic is Bap Dada's hopes and our stage. You know, having understood the knowledge of world cycle, the creator and the creation, all of us know very well that Baba, God, has been fulfilling our hopes, our demands, our expectations since the path of bhakti began. And Baba is continuing to do so till today. Baba gives us even more, much more than we could even think of or than we expected. You know, recently I was in Delhi and I came across a printed prayer, and in the prayer the words were, I asked God this and this and God gave me this and this, and so on. It continued. But at the end, the two sentences were really wonderful. One of the sentences was that I didn't get what I demanded, but I got what I needed. No? You understand? I didn't get that what I demanded, but I got that what I needed. Because God knows more about our needs than perhaps we ourselves. And so therefore, He goes on giving to us even more than we can expect, even more than we can even think of, you see. So Baba has been doing that. Only now, at the confluence age, we get this opportunity to fulfill Bap Dada's hopes. When Baba very clearly, explains that what I wish, and whatever Baba's wishes are, we know that he does not need anything for himself. Whatever he says, whatever he wishes, whatever his hopes are, they are all for our own benefit, isn't it? So, but Baba very clearly tells us that what are his hopes, and we really do want to fulfill those pure desires of Baba, pure hopes of Baba, because this is the expression of our love for him, this is the expression of our respect for him, or our faith in him, our trust in him. We do want, we have this desire. Not only Baba has that desire, but we also have that desire that we would reach that stage which Baba wants us to reach. So, what are Bap Dada's hopes? Actually, Bap Dada's hope is just one. But Baba expresses that hope in very many different words so that ultimately it will enter our intellects, what Baba wants from us. In essence, Baba wants us to be, for example, world benefactors. And so Baba expressed this in today's Murli also. And do you remember what Baba said about it in context of this world benefactor? Baba said that you have to show the path of happiness to everyone. You have to give happiness to everyone. This is one side of that coin. And another side is, Baba said, you have to make efforts to win the scholarship. Or you have to become like a diamond by imbibing all the divine virtues and living a lotus-like pure life while living in your home. These are Baba Dada's hopes. Baba wants us to do that. However, just by noting down the points, by listening to what Baba wants to say to us, we do not become like that. No, I note it down. Baba wants me to become like a diamond. Baba says, children, imbibe divine virtues, understand the knowledge of Swadarshan Chakra, and become like a diamond. I noted. Or, make efforts to win the scholarship. So by this, I will not win the scholarship. Just by noting down this point, I will not become like a diamond, isn't it? I need to go deeper in this point. What Baba wants actually from me, so that I will become like a diamond. And not just a diamond, but Baba wants me to become a flawless diamond. Baba wants me to make efforts to win the scholarship, so I need to think about it. What are those efforts which will allow me or which will make me worthy to win the scholarship? And then I need to make that efforts. Only then I can fulfill Baba Dada's hopes. So when I analyze, you know, Baba's Murlis, Baba's versions, then what I find is that there is one word which Baba likes very much. Very often Baba uses that word. There are just a few words, Baba's favorite words. And today I want to talk about one word which Baba likes very much. And that word is incognito. Incognito. Because Baba himself is incognito. The ones to whom he is teaching, the souls, are also incognito. Our home is incognito. Our inheritance is also incognito. Our pilgrimage is incognito, and our destination is incognito. Yes, everything incognito. Baba calls us army, but by looking at us, who will say that we are an army? It is an incognito army. Our weapons are incognito. Our enemy is incognito. The battlefield in which this battle is going on is also incognito. Right? So everything is incognito. And even today, in the Murli, Baba used this word incognito. Do you remember where? In the blessing. Yes, what Baba said in the blessing, incognito. So Baba said, incognito charity. Incognito donation. Because it is considered that the incognito donation is the great charity. And in bhakti also, people say that when you donate with your right hand, even your left hand should not know about it. It should be so incognito. So Baba today talked about incognito donation or incognito charity, even at a subtle level, much, much subtle, even at the level of our thoughts. That we should not even think of that I have donated something. If after donating something I begin to think, I have donated something, it's not incognito donation. If I want the return somehow in the form of praise or glory or name and fame because I have done something, like it happens in bhakti, you know, people put their name, so much so and so donated this amount, so and so did this, so and so did that. But here we do not do this. Everything is incognito. Therefore people are surprised that how your university is financed. Who finances the university? The government or some sponsors or who? Because Baba's children, you know, they are simple, ordinary, not multimillionaires. How it is financed is incognito. Everything is incognito. So in the same way, when Baba talks about efforts, Baba also uses the word for efforts incognito. Baba loves incognito efforts. Because it is incognito efforts which will lead to our incognito destination. The destination of mukti and jivan mukti. That is liberation from sorrow and bondages, that is mukti. And when we say jivan mukti, means attainment. Attainment of joy and happiness and everything in plenty. This is jivan mukti. So if we want to be liberated now, it's not that when we will go to mukti dham, then we will attain mukti. Or when we will go to golden age, we will experience jivan mukti there. No. It's here. And so Baba says, for experiencing mukti and jivan mukti, your destination, you need to make incognito efforts. So, what is that incognito effort? Very often, Baba says that the essence of all your efforts, all kinds of efforts, is in one word called attention. Now, look at this word attention. What is attention? It's an incognito effort. Now, we are sitting here. Eyes are open, ears are open. Seemingly, we all are listening. Yes? But really, my attention to this, what is being said, is 100% or 70% or 40%, or my attention is distracted. Physical effort is there, that I came from my room, I got ready, I came in the class, I made this physical, visible, cognito effort. But the incognito effort in this is attention. Nobody knows, you know, seeing my face, whether I am attentive or not. I know that. In the same way, in every aspect of our life, attention. It is very subtle, invisible, incognito effort. If we take the subjects of our study, Gyan, Yoga, Dharana and Service. So what I feel is that the first and the fourth subject, the efforts required for these first and fourth subject are cognito and visible. And the efforts required for Yoga and Dharana for the second and third subject, they are incognito. Though every effort, whether it is visible or invisible, will definitely bring its result. Like for example, to listen to Gyan, you know, we need to make some effort. We need to get up in the morning, you know, get ready, quickly do everything what is needed at home, cook the food, pack up the things, come in the class, in the transport, traffic, this and that, you know. We make this effort, we get ready, we prepare our dress and everything. This is the effort. We take the bag, the diary, the pen, the notebook, check whether the pen is writing or not. You know, we have to carry all this. So we do make this effort. And this effort definitely brings the result in the sense, for example, our curiosity, you know, the instinct of curiosity is satisfied. We want to know certain things. And when we come to the class, we listen to many things, and many things we come to know. So with this instinct of curiosity is satisfied, we are happy, we are satisfied, we are contented. Our appetite for knowing many things is satisfied. But it is not enough. Like when you eat food, it's not enough. After eating, you need to digest it. So, but that is the subtle effort. I am eating food, it is visible. But it is being digested inside. It is subtle, it is invisible. In the same way, I am listening to knowledge, it is like eating food, it is visible. But I am digesting it. I am contemplating upon it. I am listening it with attention. I am listening it in the awareness that this is Baba's Murli. This is Baba's knowledge. I am listening in soul consciousness. This is incognito effort. So like Baba says, apni ghot to nasha chade. When you contemplate yourself these points of knowledge, when you churn upon them, then there is intoxication. But without that, without this incognito effort, though we listen to the Murli, though we listen to the knowledge, there is not that intoxication. We can very clearly see, for example, Devi Janaki, how intoxicated she is. We all listen to the same Murli. But can we compare our state of intoxication with her? What is our level of intoxication? And what is her level of intoxication? Why? The same Murli. But how she studies that Murli, how she listens to that Murli, in what awareness, with what feelings, in what state of mind, and then churns a lot. See, this is incognito effort. So the effort, that visible effort does bring the result, but when this incognito effort is added to that, it brings much more result. The same is service. All kinds of service, except service through mind, are visible services, visible forms of service. Whether we are giving knowledge or giving courses or lecture or cleaning something or doing some karmana service, and all are visible services. But the only service is service through mind, which is incognito. So that service, that effort also, you know, that service also requires effort and courage, and it does bring its result, but not that much as it would bring if we add to it incognito efforts. Like that incognito effort is that I do the service in the awareness that I am simply an instrument. And if I forget it, that this is Baba's task, and I am simply an instrument, not only service might not give me that result which I expect, but service may become a form of Maya for me. Instead of giving me happiness, service makes me heavy. You see? Because that incognito effort in the service is not there. And so therefore, what I think is that Gyan and Seva, that's knowledge and service, these two subjects are, you know, they require to more extent this cognitive, visible efforts. And if we do not make efforts on other two subjects, that is yoga and dharana, then what my experience is that if when we are in knowledge for a long, long time and we are not making efforts on yoga and dharana, then one becomes extremely sensitive to the situations with the passage of time and very demanding. Instead of becoming more sensible, more wiser, you know, the person becomes more sensitive. Why? He considers, I am very capable, I am very serviceable, I do so much, and so I must get this. So very sensitive and very demanding. And therefore, Baba says, you need to make efforts, the incognito efforts on the subject of yoga and dharana. That only I can know, how much, to what extent I am a yogi. Nobody knows. I can sit in yoga, for the period of yoga, I am also taking drishti. But I am in yoga or not, only I know. Of course, my dharana is visible through my behavior, but sometimes, you know, there are some people who can act in one way, but they are different in another way, absolutely different inside. I know my dharana. For example, how much honest I am, I know. So all this requires incognito efforts. And so if we do not make this effort, we cannot fulfill Baba's hopes. Like if we think about this latest Avyakt Murli of Baba of 21st October, how Baba expressed his wish or hope in the very beginning of the Murli. Baba said, Baba wants to see his children as double light. Right? Why? Because Baba wants us to see very happy. He does not want to see us sad. And Baba also said, Baba wants his children to be loved by all. Loved by all, everyone, without exception. This is Bab Dada's hope. Because when we are loved by all, we are happy. Baba wants this. And so he says, be light. When you are light, then you are able to adjust with everyone. Then you are accepted by everyone. Then you are loved by everyone. But if we ask ourselves this question, am I light in all situations? Do I remain light? Or very quickly I become heavy? And if I analyze my stage, why do I become heavy? Definitely the conclusion will come, because I have less yoga. Or because I do not pay attention on dharana. Baba gave the hints. Baba said, remain in your self-respect and respect everyone and you will remain light. So what is self-respect? It is dharana. Give respect. It is dharana. Yes? So if I find that I become heavy, it will tell me that because I am not paying attention on these two subjects of yoga and dharana. And because I am not in self-respect, for example, I don't maintain that respect for the self, what happens is I quickly become influenced by my own sanskars. Which sanskars? Sanskars of worrying, Sanskars of getting confused, sanskars of thinking of the past, the sanskars of thinking wasteful, about wasteful matters. Yeah? I quickly get influenced by them. And when I use these sanskars or allow these sanskars to work, definitely I become heavy. Or I get influenced by the sanskars of others, by their behavior. Because I am not in self-respect. I allow others' behavior to affect me, to influence upon me. Or I am influenced by the situations. If something happens against my desire, against my choice, against my will, I am disturbed. Again, because I am not in self-respect. And so when I am influenced by any of these three, I become heavy. Baba says, be light. This is Baba's hope. Because Baba wants us to be happy. And I am not happy because I am not light. Why I am not light? Because I am influenced. I remember once Brother Jagdish was, taking a class and he said, most of the people nowadays are in either of these three situations, these three states of mind. Laukik, in the laukik world or in the alaukik world. And he said, these three states of minds are either they are impressed by someone, or they are suppressed, in a suppressed state, or in a depressed state. Impressed, suppressed, or depressed. Either of the three. And all these three are the enemy to progress. We can't progress. If we are impressed by someone, we become his fan, thinking of him, if something positive is there. We are all the time thinking of that person. That person becomes my God, you know. My heart, my mind becomes a temple for him. And I am impressed by that person. I don't have time to think about my personal efforts. Or suppressed. When you are suppressed, then you are like a slave. The question of for a slave to progress doesn't arise. And depressed, it is very clear. So in either of these stages, impressed, suppressed and depressed, we can't remain light. Instead of being double light, we will be double heavy or triple heavy or maybe even more heavy. Very, very heavy. So heavy that we can't move from our chair. Because this is the state of my mind. And therefore, what Baba wants us to do is, he wants us to make incognito efforts so that we will reach our destination. Incognito efforts to become full. Baba says, only fullness can bring lightness. This is why Baba uses this expression, knowledge full, power full, yes, fully or completely virtuous, essence full. Baba loves this word, full, like he is full. Now for example, somebody asks me to give a talk, give a lecture on some topic. If I am not full of knowledge, what will happen? I will be heavy. I do not know anything, what to speak. I have not prepared any lecture. But when I am full, I am ready. I am light. So Baba wants me to be full. So this is why Baba says, make incognito efforts to become full. Then you will be light. become knowledgeful, become full of power of yoga, become virtues full, all the virtues, completely virtues, and that too in full degrees, 16 celestial degrees, perfect. Then you will be light. Why deities and angels are light? Because they are full. This is why they are light. And this is what is our aim. We want to be an angel and then to be a deity. In other words, Papa says, double light. Though the body of deities will not be light of light like of angels, but it would not be as gross as we have. It would be definitely, the matter would be very light, you know, almost transparent. And therefore, their touch is very, very soft. This is why Baba wanted us to walk also very, very softly. Not hard foot. As if your feet are not touching the ground. Very soft. Putting anything, taking anything, sitting, doing very softly. Light. Holding anything. It should be firm, but light. So this will happen when we become full. So therefore now I want to say a few words about that what we need to do for making incognito efforts. What I think is that every day, each one of us definitely must find some time for our own selves, for these incognito efforts. Most of you might have this habit of taking Murli from Baba's center and reading it at home. I don't think this is incognito effort. In bhakti, people have this habit of reading Gita or Bible or Ramayana or Quran or something else. Now we have the habit of reading the Murli or some book it is not incognito. It is good. It is needed. Definitely needed. But without incognito effort, we can't reach that stage. So what I mean by saying that we want to find time for the self is that we want to find time absolutely in solitude. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, as much we can. And then the next thing is becoming introvert. Going within. This time is for me. I want to go to my own inner world. I go there. And then see what is happening there. With whatever I see, I do not get disheartened. But I make an aim. I create an aim. Okay, this is the deficiency in me. This is lacking in me. This is the weakness in me. Now, to remove this weakness, I will keep this aim. I create an aim, a positive aim. I have, for example, the habit or nature of reacting quickly, without thinking. Just I react. So, I keep the aim of becoming calm. But how will I become calm? Composed, peaceful. This is my aim. Then next step is planning. Because just creating an aim does not allow me to reach that aim. After creating the aim, I create the plan. This is the plan. Such and such kind of situations will come in front of me. What will I do to maintain my calm, which point I will recall, or what would be my method to maintain my calm and quiet stage. Whatever aim I have kept, I make the plan. And after making the plan, I begin to do practical. And Baba said recently in one of the Murlis that Maharathi is one whose plans and practical do not have much gap. They are at the same time, they are coinciding. He plans and does, plans and does. If we only plan, then we are in the category of which category? Infantry. Sometimes we make many, many big, beautiful plans, but only plans. No. After plan, then practical. That means I bring that method into practice. And the next step is observation. I see the result of my own experiment. I use this point. Did it help me? And if it helped me to 100%, or to little less percent, or it did not help me. If it did not help me, then what other method I should use? See? Then I observe my own results. So this effort I need to make for both the subjects, for yoga and for dharana. For yoga, Baba has said that if you are yogyukt, result will tell me I have made the efforts or not. If you are yogyukt, Baba uses the word yogyukt, yuktiyukt and bandhanmukt. Understand these words? If you are in the stage of yoga, then you will be very tactful. Tactful is not very accurate translation of yuktiyukt. Yuktiyukt means wise. You make a wise decision according to the situation. Yukti yukt. And then the third is, when you are yukti yukt, then you are bandhan mukt, means you are freed from all the bondages, liberated from all the bondages, subtle or gross. This should be my stage. So I make effort for yoga. I give myself one point that to my mind, go there in that stage, stabilize in that stage, and then I observe myself. Am I able to stabilize? At that, in that time of solitude, I need to do that. Otherwise, what we observe now is that when there is the period of yoga, each one of us can ask the self, how much time am I really in the stage of yoga? Some may say that, no, I don't have that experience of yoga. But then the question is, do we make the effort for that? I remember in my school days and even university days in Laukik life, we used to get up very early in the morning, so when everybody is sleeping, or when everybody is even awakened, we'll go to the garden somewhere deep inside and sit under a tree so that nobody would see us that we are studying. Nobody would disturb us and nobody would see. Incognito effort. So I sit in solitude and make that effort for the practice of yoga. Because no matter how many classes for yoga are conducted, no matter how many dharana classes are conducted, unless I make effort for myself, I can't reach that stage. We can attend thousands of classes, class by this, class by that, very good, it is interesting, classes is good. But where is my effort? When Brahmins come to Madhuban, after the, according to Madhuban's program, many classes are organized. But some still remain with these thoughts. Is it not possible to organize the class of for so and so, of so and so, of so and so? It is possible. Okay, the class would be organized. But what about my own personal efforts? So that is very important. And so that practice actually we need to make when we are in Madhuban. We must make the maximum benefit of that. So ask yourself, you are 10, 15 days already in Madhuban. How much time each one of you spent in solitude for yourself? How much time you spent for the practice of yoga? And how much time you were in yoga? I come in the class at 6 o'clock in the morning or 6:30, or maybe after the Murali begins. I don't have to come from my job, from my home to prepare something or to cook something or to take the transport. There is no problem. But even then, I am coming in class at 7:15, 7:30 or maybe I am not coming at all. Not taking. It means there is not attention on the personal efforts. So Baba says that my hope is that you will make incognito efforts to reach your final destination of becoming complete and perfect. This is my hope. Because our experience says that whatever efforts we have been making up till now, they have not yet led to that stage. Right? So this is what actually I wanted to say in brief. If you have any question, you are most welcome to ask. A lot can be said, but this is the essence. Creating a plan for the self, for your personal efforts. In one of the classes, Dadi was saying that this habit of talking about or thinking about the weaknesses of others, for such a long time, we have been listening about it. Baba has been saying that don't talk about the defects of others. Don't have a crow-like vision. If we ask ourselves again this question, what is my state of mind? What is my habit? When Sister Mohini was taking leave, she was saying, one of the points which she was saying was that if something wasteful is going on, if something useless is going on, and I am thinking about that wasteful, is this useful? Somebody is doing something wasteful. Somebody is doing some nonsense thing. And I am thinking about it. Is it useful? But there is this habit of why this is like this, why this glass has been put like that, why these clothes are like this, why this, why this. Though my thinking will not change the situation. I know it very well. But the habit of thinking wastefully about wasteful thing, it makes us lose a lot of our energy, a lot of our time. But unless we make efforts, I give myself this task, no, stop, don't think like this. Don't talk like this. It will continue. So therefore Baba says many times that we need to become our own teachers. We can have so many teachers, but most important is we need to become our own teachers. Without that, we can't pass in the final examination. Okay? And so, any question please? All of you agree? What has been said? Yes? So what will you do then? What will you do? Making incognito efforts? Yes? Yeah. No, nobody will see, but I am making that effort inside. The result would be visible finally. The result is very clearly visible. When, for example, my stage of yoga is very good, then there would be success, grand success in everything. Grand success. Yes, please.
Вот нам Баба говорит, что не обращает внимания на слабости других и что делают неправильные действия, но если сестра в комнате постоянно шуршит, разговаривает, не дает спать, мы что, должны молчать?
Very interesting question. The question is that Baba says that don't look at the weaknesses of others, at the shortcomings of others, but if we are living together in one room, and one of the sisters constantly makes noise and uses her things and packets and makes noise and talks, should we remain silent, you know, because probably the sister is living in a room where there are 10 people living together. Many of you might be living like that. So it is quite possible. One comes at one time, another comes at another time, third one comes at third time, and so you are not able to sleep peacefully. So, you know that regarding this question, it's a very practical question, and so the situation, whatever the situation, we need to, you know, adjust to that situation, but at the same time we can lovingly talk to that person, that person should not make the noise or should not talk when others are sleeping. Actually, this is our general manners also. When we see that one person is sleeping, we should not talk. We need to put ourselves in the same position, that if I would sleep and two other people will talk just besides me, I won't like it. So if we have consideration for each other, you know, these minute problems and complaints will not be there. This is like, it seems to be very childish, you know, but at the same time very practical, you know, very, very practical situation. So here we can say, definitely we can say to that person, but not with the feeling of complaint, but talk to that person lovingly and have that kind of an agreement in the room or with all the people. So let us decide that we will sleep after this time and we will not talk after this time. For example, 10 o'clock, nobody will talk. And in the morning also, when to get up and so on and so on. Because Baba says that situations will become probably more difficult. The number of Baba's children is going to increase. Like we were listening a few days ago also. Today we are 10 in a room. Maybe tomorrow it would be 20. Who knows? And so therefore we need to learn to adjust to different situations. Otherwise we will say that no, because we have to live in a room of 10 and there we are not able to sleep, so I will not go to Madhuban. So I will miss meeting Baba if I will not learn to adjust in this situation. In earlier days, I remember very well, in a much, much smaller room than Rajrishi Bhavan, much, much smaller room, probably half of the room, when we used to come as children and we used to be in a small room on the floor, 12 people sleep in one room. There you have at least two toilets. We used to have just one, and 12 people used to sleep in one room on the floor. And they were not soft mattresses or blankets, nothing like that. So those times were also there, and maybe those times will also come again. And so therefore we need to learn to adjust to different kinds of situations. Yes, anybody else? Okay, so thank you. Om Shanti. So I wish that each one of us will definitely make a plan. Today is New Year, you know, New Year celebration we are doing. So this would be something new for us. Not new, but new in the sense that we are beginning this in our life. to make incognito efforts, and so there will be definitely victory. Tomorrow's festival, you know, it is called Bhaiya Dooj, or Tika it is also called. So when the sisters give a tilak to their brothers, it is a sign of victory. So when we will make the incognito efforts, then there will be the festival of victory, definitely. And so from today, before we sleep, before we go to sleep today, we should make a plan for our incognito efforts. Om Shanti, all the best. Now we will sit in half an hour yoga, but we will all give ourselves one thought to be in the stage of lighthouse and mighthouse. And so internally you can all think about it, how I will be in this stage of lighthouse that is radiating light and might. Unless I am full of that light and might, so to become full of that light and might, I go to Baba in Paramdham, be with him, and just his company, the closeness to Baba, fills me that with that light and might. And these vibrations, these rays, reach the world automatically without my thinking that I am sending the vibrations. I just have to be in that state. So therefore it will be good if we can sit all straight, alert, with open eyes, so that to take the maximum benefit of this 30 minutes. We are doing it for ourselves, not for anyone. We need to become our own best friends, and then we easily become good friends of everyone. Let's go to Baba.